Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 81. What exactly does integration mean? Do you have to feel and express the emotions for integration? Well, basically, yes. The more interesting question is why you ask this, because it's not about integration, it's about sharing. We must be careful to avoid any concept that leads us away from sharing. Sharing is the core of every transformation, healing, and change in our life. And our mind doesn't want that. So it's much more attractive to focus on concepts or to try out strategies or move into the body. Anyway, you asked this question, so I will say something about it. Integration means that emotional states that had to be suppressed in childhood can arise freely in our consciousness, and we realize that this state, this emotion, is separate from ourselves. So that means that we have, in a way, a distance. So here I am, and there's this feeling. And there's actually no connection. Here I am, and in that what I am arises a certain difficult emotional state, and it disappears again. And integration means that I am not identified with it. So, in a way, we can say, I am free of it. So it doesn't matter if it comes or not. If a state arises which is not integrated, that means that we have to fight against it or compensate it and try to avoid it, and we experience that as a reality outside. So we don't understand that this is just a state of our system, doesn't threat us anymore, and we project it onto the outside, and that what we project appears as real. This happens if emotions are not integrated and start to enter the consciousness. And as I said in an earlier video, almost all difficult states and emotions of the people in this society today are almost always non-integrated emotions from early childhood. And that's why we have a complete destructive and sick society, which consists mainly of compensation processes. We have almost no structures in the society to heal that. We are just like a mass of people completely lost and trying to survive somehow. This trying to survive means trying desperately to keep away all the trauma material from the consciousness. So you're right, you say, do you have to feel and express the emotions of integration? Yes, but I mean, the main point is not feeling. Yeah, it's sharing. It's also not expressing. We have to be very careful. Integration happens if I dare to share. This is integration. And if you say feeling and expressing, there's a subtle, you know, information in the background that there's no other being on the outside. Sharing means there is one. So it's better to say integration happens if we share what's there, if we dare to share what's there. And yeah, it's really difficult to do that. It's a great challenge. Because our system says, if I do that, something very bad will happen. It's not the reality. And also it has neurological representations or effects in the brain. Yeah. So integration means that all the input that comes with this complex passes a certain, let's say, gateway in the brain. And this complex can be stored then in the cortical area. So we also have some processes in the nervous system that represent the integration. As long as the brain has not stored this complex of emotions, of imprints, of remembrances as a complete and separate story of the past, we experience that what comes up as real now. And that's the whole trouble. And this is where we need help. At a certain degree of distortion, we need help because we cannot realize that the danger is not a reality we project. So again, integration means daring to share. This is the magic trick.